Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
What's the movie that you bawl at no matter how many times you watch it? And I was thinking to myself, maybe I'm too cold and I don't cry. But they kept coming up with one film, which we'll come back to now in a second. And I think it did get me.
You.
It did get me. And I think it got you as well.
It did. I had a swollen face after watching it.
So before we come to that, here's a few more. Pat got in touch saying, "Hi Ian, on a Christmas theme, Miracle on 34th Street, Richard Attenborough." Yeah, that was good actually. He does sign language to the little girl that visits that.
Oh God!
Stop,
just the emotion of it
gets
all.
Me every time. Cheers from Pat. Thank you, Pat. We've also got Alicia, who is here on a voice note. Hi, Alicia.
Morning, Ian. Alicia here in Sligo. Personally, for me, it is The Notebook. It gets me every. I can't watch it through without not even weeping or crying, but I mean hysterically bawling, like gasping for breath, ugly crying. Yeah. There's just some. It's just so romantic and gorgeous and. Yeah, it's definitely a classic. Yeah. So anyone that hasn't watched it, grab the Kleenex. It's just gorgeous. So yeah, that's the one for me. Have a great day.
Thanks, Alicia. And sorry about Shauna laughing at you.
No,
there, right?
Because I'm laughing because I have sobbed through
you're
the notebook
same.
As well.
You're empathizing.
Yeah.
The first 10 to 15 minutes of Up. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it, as well? And that's an animation. Sometimes animations kind of do it for me.
And with Up, you're not expecting it.
No.
You go in and you go,
it's a very dark,
what?
Sad.
This is supposed to be a cartoon.
Yeah, this is for kids. This has balloons in it.
Why am I roaring, crying?
And a flying house. What's going on? Up. That's from Colm, who is listening in Cork. And Fiona has us this one for
us. Hey, Ian. Fiona here from Dublin on the way to work. Film that always makes me cry, and I ugly cry, is The Green Mile. Every time. Can't watch it before work because the next day I'll still look a mess. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you very much, Fiona. Thanks for being with us. We were talking about The Champ earlier on. 1979, John Voight, Ricky Schroeder, Faye Dunaway, about a former boxer trying to have one more fight for the kid. Wake up, champ. The Champ, most amazing film. People are agreeing with this, The Champ. And if anybody hasn't seen it, if you want a good old cry.
You will bawl,
yeah. It's a good one. Most amazing film, literally sobbed when I watched it. Worst second time around when I knew what was happening. And that's from Gráinne. Gráinne, thank you very much. So we have a little bit of The Champ. A little bit of this. Just to give you a flavour of the whole thing.
Champ, wake up! Wake up! Wake up, Champ! Don't sleep now. You gotta go home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Stop. See you. Bye.
And men are quicker to bounce back from a breakup compared to women.
Typical men.
Men take an average of 11 weeks to recover from heartbreak. That is 4 weeks faster than women. So that's just under 3 months, whereas women take just under 4 months.
Right.
And a survey of 3,000 people by the website datingnews.com found men are more likely to go out and kind of, you know, let loose after a breakup, while women are generally less social after a relationship breakdown.
Just want to be alone.
But they say 71% though said they turned to their friends to talk things through.
Right.
Yeah,
very good.
That's good.
So maybe by them doing it for longer, that they actually completely get it out of their system, whereas the fellas, they probably still have a bit of an L.
In denial.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How are you, Rosie?
Morning, Ian. How are you doing?
Ah, sure, I'm grand. Thanks very much. How's Abby and Faye? Are they all right?
Perfect. They're flying us, the two of them. Yeah,
they've flown the nest, I believe. They're living in Dublin now.
They are indeed. Yeah, they're both up in Dublin and they're listening in, of course. So, good morning, girls.
Happy hello, Monday. Abby. Hello, Faye. Look who's on the radio. It's Rosie. Yeah.
Rosie's raving on the radio.
So, listen, and they're getting on well, are they? They've got jobs and things, yeah?
Yeah, they are. They're doing very well for themselves.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank God.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen, this Mark Byrne Landscapes, do you know this fella?
Oh, I do indeed. Yeah, he's coming out to me today, Ian, to try and help me start out the garden, do a few bits, and I'm hoping for a discount now.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. Well, we'll just say it nicer again now. Mark Byrne Landscapes. Where's
Mark
he based?
Mark Byrne Landscapes.
Where's he
He's
based?
In Ballybrack.
In Ballybrack.
Yeah,
Ballybrack's
I'm
finest.
Down in Carlo, so you're never too far away from Mark Byrne Landscapes.
From Ballybrack to Carlo, Mark Byrne Landscapes has it all. I'm just helping you out here, okay? You're trying to get him to make you a winter wonderland garden.
I'm hoping that he'll help me do a winter wonderland garden. Now, I know that he's going to lay a load of bulbs for me for the spring as well.
Right, okay.
So, but he does all aspects of gardening. So whatever I want done, I can get him to help me out.
If Mark Byrne Landscapes from Ballybrack can't do it, I mean, nobody can. That's what
That's
I think
true.
Anyway, you know.
That's true. I do call him my brother from another mother.
Very good. Well, listen, hopefully he's listening.
Oh, he better be.
We're all in trouble. Esme, how are you?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. Do you like your name?
Do I like my name? Yeah. I do.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful name, isn't it?
Thanks. Yeah,
very
thank
nice.
You.
Esme.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, thanks,
everybody, here's Esme. The night is about to begin. Well, listen, best of luck. And you've got Dylan and Callum on hand to help Mum as well, yeah?
I do indeed, yeah. And I'm really hoping I'm not going to completely blank it.
No,
you
won't.
I'm so scared of blanking, so yeah. You've made it sound like we're going to win today. But
yeah, well, I think,
fingers crossed.
I think you are. Okay, well, listen, the very important thing is that Callum and Dylan can shout to you, right?
Yeah,
and, but you've got to say the words, right? That's because I'm listening out for your voice all the time.
Okay.
I'm only a man. I'm only a man, so I'm only programmed to be able to do one thing at the same time. You know what I mean? So listen, best of luck, Esme.
Okay, thanks a million.
Here we go. We're going to find out what the topic is for you. And just be as basic as possible. Here we go right now.
Today's waffle topic is...
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Ant and Death. The Jungle. What's the things again to eat? There's Creepy Crawlies. Cats. Sleeping in Tents. It's in Australia.
One more. Tasks. What's the task? What are they called?
What are the tasks called? Challenges. What are they called? The challenges.
Oh no! I'm upset for you now.
Oh.
What about the Bush Tucker Trials?
Oh, I would never have got that. I haven't had enough coffee this morning to have thought of that.
That was very impressive, Esme. Now, did you do that yourself, or were Dylan and Callum shouting at you? Did you get it?
Dylan gave me Australia.
Did he? Australia. That was good. Good to get. Because sometimes that's a kind of an obvious one that you wouldn't get. So it's good to get that Australia.
Yeah.
Bush Tucker, bloody trials.
Oh, my God.
Esme, I'm sorry. You're going to have to. You're going to have to come back again and try sometime, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Have a good one. Cheers.
All right. Thank
you.
Bye.
Good luck. Sean O'Reilly is here in our very studio. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Top form.
Good.
What kind of, would you like ever sushi?
I've never tried it.
Have you not?
No.
I've only recently, in the last year or so, tried it. And I now yearn for it sometimes.
Oh my God, yearning is
yearn
a big
for
word.
It, yes.
Wow, not just a craving, a yearning.
A yearning for
sushi.
It. And say, yum, yum, yeah.
No, I must give
very
a shot.
Good, yeah.
Fish is not my...
Okay, but it's not all fish.
Okay,
that's
fair.
The whole thing. Okay,
right.
I went, Marks and Spencer's are now doing, they've got a whole kind of a stall.
Right.
And I believe Dunn Stores, just to be fair to everybody.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I have
Dunn
seen
Stores.
The Dunn Stores one,
and
yeah.
It's like I got ones that are plant, basically.
Mm.
And I got ones that had chicken in them. And I had them on Saturday evening with a little wasabi and a little bit of soy sauce.
Yeah.
absolutely delicious.
Sold. I'm going.
Sushi, where were you all my life? So, Robbie Williams is coming to Ireland. So, it's all about Robbie this morning.
It is. Okay. That was the big showbiz news over the last 24 hours. So, he announced that he's coming to Dublin to headline Croke Park on Saturday, August 23rd.
So, it's a Saturday weekend.
I mean,
Croke Park. It's
nailed
be great.
On crack. Yeah. So, he was in Croker last night for a very special press conference and he revealed that naturally he is very excited for it because he loves the Irish gigs. Yeah. He went on to say that us Irish always make him feel at home. We have a wildness to us, which I agree with.
He used the word intoxicating.
Very intoxicating we are, and we're all comedians. But our Shannon Keenan got to sit down with him. She got to quiz him a little bit further.
One on one. Did she make him a balloon or anything? No.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure that's what actually got her the gig. Yeah. And the first thing she asked him about was Oasis. Now, obviously, there's been a long-standing rivalry between the Gallagher brothers and Robbie. Mm. And yesterday, there was a bit of a suggestion that this Croke Park gig was a bit of anything you can do. I can do better. Okay.
Did I plan the tour to compete with Oasis? No, I didn't. And when Oasis get back together, there is no competing, really, you know. Unless I'd taken a 20-year break, then it would be a fair fight. But as it happens, you know, Oasis coming back together, I don't think anybody could compete with that, including Taylor Swift, who's the biggest artist on the planet. So it's not a competition, even though it bloody is.
It absolutely is.
You give us and you take it away, as they say. Yeah. So there he is. So 23rd, the tickets are going on sale on Friday, isn't that
Friday
right?
Friday the 15th of November, yeah.
At 10 o'clock in the morning, I think, is it?
10 a.m., yes.
You want to check that?
Yes, it is. No, you're right. 10 a.m., yeah. 10 a.m., yeah.
Okay. And he was in town and he looks amazing. I'm just looking at a photograph there.
Amazing.
By Moya Nolan in the Irish Times. Mm. And I was saying earlier on, he looks like kind of Ronaldo and Schwarzenegger, both in their prime.
I can see that. Yeah.
And he's and that's probably because he's standing at a football stadium. So that's where you get the Ronaldo thing from. But he looks amazing, doesn't he?
He looks like Robbie in his prime, which is a great thing because Robbie is, I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a great show. I just know it because...
You're going then, are you?
Oh, the WhatsApp group has already been started.
Really?
The Robbie WhatsApp group.
The Robbie WhatsApp group.
It's happening.
Actually, there was a song. What did you ask him anything? Or did Shannon ask him?
Well, she also asked him about the Irish act that he'd like to make a cameo on the night.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Bono. Yeah, Bono. That would be wonderful. Niall would do too, because I'm a big fan. Love Niall. He's a, don't want to say boy, because he's a man, but you know. I can't help but think of him as a boy in my mind. He's a wonderful boy.
I mean, Niall Horan would be great. I think he would do it as well.
It was Niall Horan he was talking about.
Oh, Niall is the beautiful boy, yes.
very good. Okay, so there you go. That is Robbie Williams. Friday, 10 o'clock, Robbie Williams, Croke Park in Dublin. One night only.
Yeah. Unless.
And Shauna's going to be there.
I'll be there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a million.
Thank
See you.
You.
Later.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.